Collier County is no stranger to large-scale emergencies. Throughout its history, the Collier County Sheriff's Office has handled dozens of hurricanes, countless brush fires, plus a variety of other public safety emergencies. When those situations arise, it's all hands on deck for the men and women of CCSO, plus the rest of the area's first responders. But even then, when a major event like a hurricane affects the entire county, all those first responders still aren't enough. That's why Sheriff Kevin Rambosk is introducing a new locally based initiative to help. It's the Community Emergency Response Team, also known by the acronym CERT. Here's Sheriff Rambosk explaining.
You know, when you think about what we've been through and some of the disasters that we've had, whether they be wildfires or hurricanes or other events, at some point in time, we all need some assistance. And all of our law enforcement resources, our fire resources, will be busy. And this is exactly when CERT membership and volunteers will be able to help to relieve some of those duties of those certified firefighters and law enforcement officers and get out and provide the service that's needed in the community.
In this episode, we're exploring the CERT program and how it will benefit the people of Collier County. We'll tell you the types of training the CERT volunteers will receive, how they will assist the first responders, and how the training benefits everyone, no matter your age or ability. We'll also take a look at the history of the CERT program, which was started by FEMA more than 30 years ago to standardize emergency training across the nation. This is Sworn Statement, a podcast by the Collier County Sheriff's Office under the direction of Sheriff Kevin Rambosk. I'm your host, Adam Fisher. CERT teams are not new to this area. First responders have always used emergency response teams in various forms. However, the new initiative spearheaded by CCSO will greatly expand the number of volunteers who receive the training. Here's Sheriff Kevin Rambosk again.
I am really excited and looking forward to expanding the CERT program. You know, it's been in Collier County for a number of years, partnering with our fire rescue service. We are now going to all join together and develop a program of all of this talent that we have in our community who wants to volunteer during those times of crisis. And, you know, when we need people, we need them. And this is a good opportunity to provide some insights, some training, and find some of the talents of the people that are here in our community, because we have a lot of them. We couldn't thank those individuals enough for wanting to participate, and we hope that everybody wants to participate. And then we also hope that we never have to use them.
I spoke with Captain Jamie Cunningham from CCSO's Emergency Management Division, which will oversee the CERT program. Captain Cunningham gave us a big picture look at the CERT initiative and the benefits it will bring to Collier County. I also sat down with Mario Valley, who serves on the board of the Florida CERT Association and is also an auxiliary deputy with CCSO. Deputy Valley gave us a more specific look at the disaster training volunteers will receive. You'll hear my interview with him later, but first, here's my conversation with Captain Cunningham.
Good morning, Jamie Cunningham with Collier County Sheriff's Office. I am the captain that oversees emergency management.
And we're talking today, of course, about the Community Emergency Response Team. And just give us a brief overview. What is the CERT, as the acronym is, and what will it do here in Collier County?
CERT is actually a federal program. The FEMA puts together the curriculum for it. It actually started more than 35 years ago out west in California, following, obviously, earthquakes. And it was Los Angeles that determined they needed to have the community be able to train to take care of themselves and their families and take care of others in their immediate area. And so that's where CERT was actually born. And so that Community Emergency Response Team just takes, you know, day-to-day people, provide them some training and some skills that they can use to, obviously, again, take care of their friends and their family during times of disaster, whether that's natural disaster, man-made, etc.
So these type of teams are nationwide. They've been around for a while. How did CCSO get involved for this recent kind of initiative we have?
So interesting. California and Florida really lead the country in the CERT programs that are in the state. And we're very fortunate that the Florida Department of Emergency Management, through Volunteer Florida, strongly supports volunteerism and volunteer teams. And that really is the crux behind when we have a disaster, our local emergency managements can call upon certain folks who are volunteers trained in the community, and that can not only, if their friends and their family are taken care of and they wish to volunteer in the community helping out, whether it's at points of distribution, giving out water and food during a hurricane, or during COVID, we used them at the points of distribution where they were doing the inoculations and doing traffic control, etc. So we give people over the course of 24 hours of training, we give them the skill sets of how to, again, take care of themselves and their families during times when the community is in need. And by people taking care of themselves, they really take the load off of what first responders have to do, because they can obviously not only help themselves, but help their neighbor.
And so how are we involved, CCSO? We are coordinating the training of the volunteers, is that correct?
Correct. Historically, the fire department's been doing quite a bit of CERT training around the state and here in Collier County as well. And the sheriff, working closely with the fire districts, wants to take our current volunteers with CCSO and get them trained through the formal process and provide them the 24 hours of training so that, since they're already volunteers and we can activate them during disasters, it allows us to have more skilled, trained volunteers for us. And so we wanted to start with training our volunteers. And moving forward, we'd like to continue to partner with the fire agencies to provide more people the opportunity to get trained, again, to take care of themselves and their families. So we are just one more arm in our county that's able to provide this training free of charge to the public. Yeah. If somebody happens to miss a class in the fire department, they can come and join our class, you know, on a different rotation, or vice versa. If somebody misses one of the classes we have, they can take it with the fire department. So because we all use the same FEMA curriculum, it's interoperable back and forth, and we really appreciate our fire agencies helping us out and combining, or, you know, obviously working with us, along with our county emergency management also has a couple parts of the CERT program that they provide training and instructors for as well.
You'd mentioned, you know, this helping out first responders. And, you know, when we do have one of these natural disasters, which we've seen can be frequent in Florida, it's all hands on deck, everyone in the agency and the fire and emergency services. So how much will a team like this and having a group of volunteers who are trained to help out, how does that help us to do, you know, everything else that we need to take care of?
Well, first and foremost, it gives them situational awareness. They know in advance of, like, a hurricane, what to expect, what is coming, and they help us be able to push that information out to all of our communities, whether it's through their friends and family or obviously neighbors. Getting the information out and that situational awareness, I'd say, would be the first thing that is really helpful to us. Plus, during the storm, when the event is actually occurring, they can provide us feedback as to what's happening in their community. Do we have access issues because trees down? Are there wires down? Are there any hazards? Are there injuries? Because in some cases, there may not be cell phone service. There may not be ability to communicate back to us, or the fire department, or the sheriff's office for needs. And we obviously have that integration with our CERT members to be able to get communication back from them as to what their actual community impacts may be. And obviously, life safety is our number one concern. And then after the storm is done, maybe we have need for distribution of water and food locations, or just being situational awareness out in our community. We can utilize CERT members for that, handing out distribution flyers about generator safety and making sure people aren't putting things in their homes that obviously can cause them harm. So there's a myriad of ways that we can really use those CERT members without formally having them to deploy or do anything specific. It's more about information sharing, and they become an extension of the sheriff's office, an extension of the first responder community by providing information as well as giving us feedback to us. So they work in so many different ways to help us as an organization, as first responders, make sure we're using our resources really where we need them most.
So when we think of these groups, obviously what comes to mind is hurricanes. You know, we just went to Hurricane Ian, where we had a lot of flooding areas. But are there other natural disasters or other big events that these teams would be deployed or used?
So we, separate from disasters themselves, for example, when we have our swamp buggy parade, we call upon volunteers to come out and help us with traffic direction and blocking the streets, etc. So we use them that way. What we ask for the sheriff's office is that they have to go through some background check and become part of our volunteerism. So if they want to take the CERT program to simply get the knowledge and skills to take care of themselves in their community, and they don't want to be activated outside of just taking care of themselves, we're good with that, because we're giving them the skill sets to take care of themselves. But if they want to be be more involved in the sheriff's office and more involved. We can encourage them to become actual volunteers with our agency. They would be obviously background checked, and we can use them as part of our deployment strategy within our county and work with us on an ongoing basis, whether it's, you know, doing volunteerism work within the community, helping us at blood donation drives that we do as a sheriff's office, like I mentioned, parades. And we have so many other events that we do all the time that we're marketing and getting out of how they can be involved with the community. And they would help us with that marketing as well and recruiting to get more volunteers to come in our agency long term. So we think it's a win-win for the individual who wants to be more part of their community. It's a win for us as an agency because we really engage others to help themselves, and obviously they can help us, and depending on where those needs are, whether it's during a disaster or otherwise.
I like that you did mention community there, because my next question is, you talked about how this helps us as first responders communicate, but also, you know, take care of some other things during natural disasters. But how is it going to benefit the people of Collier County, the people that we serve and we help every day? As you said, this helps us do that, and these people are out there, they could possibly be helping people as well, correct?
Absolutely. Well, obviously, we have wildfires, and we talk about hurricanes, but wildfires is another challenge for us here in Collier County. We're coming into that season right now. If we needed help with offloading a bunch of food or water at a location, because obviously we need to provide a shelter, or we need to obviously pick up staging areas and rehab areas, CERT members can help us in those ways as well. And the more volunteers we have from CERT to help us facilitate that, the less we can need the professional rescuers to be there and have them concentrate more on calls for service or other support services that obviously the volunteers can't do. So it really becomes a force multiplier. It obviously saves the community money by getting people engaged from the community that want to be volunteers and be part of when things are happening. And at the same time, it allows us to be more effective and efficient with our resources and taxpayers' dollars and making sure we're only putting paid responders to where they really are impacting the most, and obviously in life safety issues.
Yeah, as you said, it's a win-win for everybody, so it's fantastic. Well, this is all great information. You told us a ton about this program and why it's valuable for not only the people that take it, but the county and our law enforcement. So as we close, just tell us, if someone is interested, what should they do? How do they sign up?
We'd really encourage people to come out and come see what the Community Emergency Response Team is all about here in Collier County. And whether it's with the fire agency or the sheriff's office, specifically the sheriff's office, log onto our website. We've got informational videos for you as well. Again, it's free of charge to take the class. And we will offer different classes at different times. Sometimes it'll be once per week for just a few hours. Maybe we can do Saturday class as well. So we will work around schedules for people that, making sure it's workable for everybody, whether they're working or not. And this is really for all age groups and demographics. So if they're 18 or older and they want to get involved, there is no age restriction, etc. So again, encourage you to come out, come see what the class is about. And again, log on to our Sheriff's Office website or call us at our Sheriff's Office, 774-4434.
That's all great information. We really appreciate you sharing it with us. Captain, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next, let's hear from Deputy Mario Valli to find out what CERT members will learn and how it can be applied in an emergency.
Hi, I'm Mario Valli. I'm an auxiliary deputy with the Collier County Sheriff's Office, and I'm on the board of directors of the Florida CERT Association.
Now, we're talking to you today. We've been talking about the CERT program that we're looking to beef up here in Collier County.
Yes.
You're directly involved with that, with the Florida CERT Association, but also you're going to be one of the instructors, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's been really, really great to be able to go out into the community, help instruct members, citizen members, to be able to be a first responder in an emergency situation.
So tell us about the training specifically. We spoke to Captain Cunningham, who gave us kind of the big picture view on what we're looking to accomplish here in Collier County, but I'm interested from you just to what the training is like. So if you can, just what kind of things are people learning when they go through this CERT training?
Great question, Adam. A lot of it entails some book work, knowing exactly what the role is, but we do a lot of hands-on work. So first aid is a big component of what we're looking to do. We're going to teach people how to improvise. So there may be a situation or a circumstance where you don't have your medical kit, but how do you create a makeshift tourniquet, or how do you create a makeshift sling for somebody's arm that might be broken? How might you help somebody who has fallen and broken their leg and you splint that? So we teach people how to take the materials that they might have available in a situation and use those to their advantage. We also teach people a skill called cribbing, which is when something falls on a human being and they might be trapped under it. If you have the right knowledge, you might be able to raise that very heavy object just a little bit using proper leverage and shoring techniques to be able to get that off so you can pull the person out, get them to safety, and get them to their first responders.
And I can see how that can be incredibly valuable in this area during a hurricane when lots of trees are falling down, even parts of buildings can fall down. So all very important. Mm-hmm. How difficult, I guess, is the word. I don't want to say difficult, but you know, can everybody do this, I guess, is my question. Who should sign up for this training?
Perfect. I think everybody should sign up for the training. One of the aspects of CERT is it doesn't necessarily mean that you've got to be able to physically do all of those aspects. One of the big components of CERT is having somebody who can be a note taker, a scribe. So in the event of a situation where we have, and part of the training that we do is a mock scenario, there's going to be somebody who's needing to keep track of how many victims do we have? What are we asked? How many folks are injured? What those circumstances are? And just being able to be that scribe is really, really important. So your skill set might not be physically gifted or big athlete, but you might have organizational skills, very detailed skills, and we need people in that endeavor. So having the physical limitation is totally acceptable, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, a lot of different roles for everybody, as you mentioned.
Yep.
So this is something very near and dear to you. I know you're involved with the association. You do a lot of other volunteer work around the community. So you're very involved in our community.
Right.
With that in mind, just why should people get involved? You told us what it's about, but why should someone get involved with the CERT team?
I feel it's a way to be able to be prepared for a natural disaster. So a lot of the training involved in CERT is in and about disaster preparedness. How to be able to be psychologically prepared for a disaster, how to be able to go out and be a responder. So after our Hurricane Ian experience, we had a ton of calls for service as agency members. If we can train citizens to be part of that first line of defense, they might be able to go out into their local community and say, hey, we've got this situation down, we've got that situation going on, and they know exactly what they can do to help us be able to respond to the more critical calls for service, and they can help us be that initial responder.
Yeah, we talked about the natural disasters. What a big deal that can be helping us, especially where we're at now, where hurricanes are almost a yearly occurrence, or at least some kind of tropical event.
Correct.
But it's not just those big natural disasters. You were on, helped us with an incident a couple months ago, one of the big ones around here, Margaret Galloway, an 80-year-old woman who had gotten lost, and some of the teams, tell us about that. A CERT team came and helped out, correct?
Yes. So part of the CERT aspect is going to be how to do a light search and rescue. We're not going to have people going into buildings and catastrophic events like you mentioned, but when somebody goes missing, having a group of individuals who knows how to do a methodical search and who knows how to do grid patterning is very, very important. And so we took a group of volunteers through a designated area and provided a house-by-house search, mapping out an area that we were given by the command staff. And that allowed us to be able to say, yep, this area has been checked. She's not in this area. We can move on to a different area. Let's keep closing in on the grid. And that's how we were able to really begin to hone in on where she might be located.
And part of the Florida CERT Association is kind of unifying everyone together. And nationally, all this CERT training is all the exact same, right? So everyone gets the same training, they know the same steps, so they can all work together, whether they're not on the same, you know, group or team, right?
Correct. So the CERT program is put together nationally by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and that group then sets the guidelines and boundaries of what we have as CERT members. But Florida is the only state that has a national organization that combines the resources to be able to train responders and CERT team members and citizens around the state of Florida.
That's cool. I didn't realize Florida was the only state. So we're trendsetters. So tell us about this. I know it's new or getting up and running in Collier County, but you have been able to train some citizens
Correct.
In the area. What's been the response from them after receiving this training?
They've been enlightened. They feel as though they've got now a real skill set that they can take back to their own communities, their own subdivisions, their families, and say, hey, I've got this situation. I know what to do here. Because of my CERT training, I know now that I need an A and a B and a C type of fire extinguisher for my home because I might have different types of fires. So I shouldn't just take this easy one. I should go out and really look for that. So if they know, because we teach them, part of that is a quick lesson on putting out a fire that might be as big as a trash can, for example, as part of our CERT training. So they can, if they've got a home fire, be able to respond well, provide that emergency response, pull the pin, do their point, aim, sweep, and squeeze, get that fire out before it becomes more catastrophic for their family, as well as staving off what needs to be handled by the firefighters that are on the way.
Yeah, it's not just that bigger picture protecting the community as a whole, but you can also protect yourself and your family.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Mario, not only for what you do with the CERT and with the CCSO, but also for joining us and sharing all this information.
Thank you, Adam. It's been a pleasure being here.
Thanks once again to Sheriff Rambosk, Captain Cunningham, and Deputy Valley for speaking with me. For more information on the CERT program, visit our website at www.callyoursheriff.org/CERT, spelled C-E-R-T. This has been Sworn Statement, a podcast by the Collier County Sheriff's Office under the direction of Sheriff Kevin Rambosk. This episode was written, produced, and hosted by me, Adam Fisher, with audio recording by Brian Barcello. Thank you for listening.